Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 Jungle ARP Blueprint lesson, where we're going to build a jacked up old school rave style ARP that feels dangerous in the right way. Not pretty, not polite, just pressure, the kind of part that can ride over chopped breaks, lock in with the sub B bass line, and still cut through a modern DNB mix with real attitude. The big idea here is simple: in drum and bass, the melody doesn't have to be complicated to be powerful. In fact, the most effective parts are often the ones with the clearest rhythm, the strongest tone, and the smartest automation. So instead of thinking of this as writing a chord progression, think of it as building a rhythmic weapon, a hook made from motion, timbre, and placement. We're going to start with the drums, because in jungle and DNB the break is the engine. If the break is feeling alive, the ARP can stay tighter and more repetitive without sounding boring. That contrast is part of the sound. Drop in your chopped break loop first, or slice it into simpler or drum rack if you want more control. You want something with a strong snare feel, but also enough ghost notes and shuffle to give the whole thing that jacked, off-kilter swing. If the break needs a little help, keep it tasteful. Use beats mode for cleaner drum warping, and only reach for Complex Pro if the sample really needs it. Then on your drum bus, add drum bus and push it just enough to get some extra punch, a little drive, a touch of boom if the kick needs more weight, and a bit of transient enhancement can make the whole loop feel more confident. The reason we're doing this first is because the ARP needs something solid to bounce against. Jungle pressure is often about tension between a loose break and a more rigid synth pattern. Now let's build the harmonic source. Load up Wavetable, operator or analog on a MIDI track. For this kind of part, Wavetable is a strong choice because it gets you into motion quickly and gives you plenty of control. Keep the harmony simple and dark. Minor keys work beautifully here, so think F minor, G minor, D minor, or a modal flavor that leans a little Phrygian and uneasy. Don't overthink chords. For this lesson, we want a simple source pattern, maybe just one note or two notes at a time. A root note by itself can already work if the rhythm and automation are strong enough. If you want a little more rave color, add a fifth, a minor third, or an octave. That's usually enough to create energy without clogging the midrange. Keep the notes short, around 1/16 or 1/8 note length, and vary your velocities a bit so it doesn't feel machine perfect. Now for the actual sound design. Start with a saw-style Wavetable, or something close to it, because that bright, harmonically rich tone gives you that classic rave edge. Add a second oscillator with a slight detune, maybe a saw or a square, but keep the detune modest. You want width and excitement, but not a giant fog machine. Sell low-pass filter in Wavetable, something with a 24 dB slope. If you want a stronger sweep, keep the cutoff fairly low at first, maybe somewhere in the midrange, and give it a moderate resonance so it can sing when you automate it later. For the envelope, keep the attack short so the notes hit immediately. Decay should be fairly tight too, because this is more stab ARP energy than lush pad energy. Release can stay short as well so the rhythm stays crisp. After Wavetable, add saturator to give the patch some edge and density. Even just a few dB of drive can help it feel more present in the mix. Then finish with EQ8 and high pass the ARP so it stays out of the low end. That low end belongs to the kick and sub, not the ARP. Now comes one of the most important tools in this whole lesson, Arpeggiator. Put it before the synth in the MIDI chain. This is where the motion starts to feel alive. Set it to something like 1/16 for a steady drive, or 1/32 if you want it more frantic and intense. Gate around the middle range usually works well, so the notes are short enough to stay punchy, but not so short that they disappear. Style can be up, down, or converge if you want something a little more tense and shifting. A really useful tip here is to keep the source input small. One note gives you a stabby pulse. Two notes gives you that classic jungle rave movement. Three or four notes can work too, but it gets crowded fast, especially once the break and bass are in. For this lesson, a two-note input is probably the sweet spot. Something like root plus minor third, or root plus fifth. Simple, strong, direct. Now don't just loop the ARP endlessly. That's a common mistake. In drum and bass, space matters. Let the break breathe. Let the bass answer. Let the listener feel the tension of the pattern coming and going. So edit the MIDI phrase so the ARP only plays in select moments. Use little gaps. Leave room for snare hits and ghost notes to cut through. If the ARP feels too rigid, shorten the notes and vary the velocity. If it feels too loose, tighten the gate and simplify the pitch content. This is where automation starts doing the heavy lifting. A static ARP sounds like a loop. An automated ARP sounds like a wrecker. Start by automating filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. A simple move like gradually opening the cutoff from dark to bright can completely change the emotional shape of the part. You can begin with the ARP fairly closed, then open it as the section develops. Resonance is another great one to automate, especially near the end of a phrase or before a switch-up. Just a little resonance rise can create that nasal, siren-like pressure that screams old-school rave tension. You can also automate saturate or drive, delay feedback, reverb send, and volume. The key is not to move everything all the time. That can get messy fast. Instead, think like a DJ and like an arranger. Maybe the first four bars are darker and tighter. Then the next four bars open up a bit. Then the final bar pushes harder, with more delay feedback, and a little resonance lift right before the drop or fill. That kind of progression gives the ARP a sense of narrative. A really strong move in DNB is to keep the ARP slightly drier and tighter when the drums are busiest, and wetter or more animated when the drum arrangement thins out. That way the ARP supports the arrangement instead of fighting it. If the break is going full tilt, simplify the synth and make it more focused. If the drums drop back, let the ARP bloom a little more. You should also pay attention to groove. The ARP and the break need to feel like they're talking to each other. If your break has shuffle or a swung feel, bring some of that into the ARP. You can use the groove pool or just nudge notes a little off grid by hand. You might also remove a note every few bars to create a breath or add a pickup note before a snare to make the phrase feel more performed. Those tiny edits matter a lot. They stop the part from sounding pasted on. Once the ARP and break are working together, add your bass line. This can be a pure sub sign and operator, or a sub plus a mid-range Reese layer if you want more aggression. The bass should answer the ARP, not compete with it. Keep the sub mono and clean. Use utility if you need to force it dead center. And if the bass and ARP are fighting for the same space, carve them apart with EQ. The idea is conversation, not collision. A classic DNB move is call and response. Let the ARP hit on one beat or one half of the bar, then let the bass answer on the offbeat or the next phrase. If the whole track is busy at once, the energy gets blurry. But if the elements take turns leading, the track feels bigger and more intentional. Once you've got a pattern that feels good, resample it. This is where things get really fun. Print the ARP to audio and start chopping it. Reverse the final hit before a drop. Slice a one-bar phrase into fill material. Bounce a filtered version for a breakdown. Add a little redux if you want a rougher samplerier edge. Sometimes the best jungle attitude comes from committing to audio and re-editing it like a break, not endlessly tweaking the synth. This is especially useful for transitions. You can take one clean MIDI version, one filtered audio version, and one chopped variation. Then use them in different parts of the arrangement. Maybe the intro gets a filtered tease, the drop gets the full bright version, the switch-up gets chopped fragments. Then the final section gets a more aggressive, wider, more delayed version of the same idea. Same identity, different energy. On the mix side, group the ARP layers together and keep things disciplined. High-pass the group so it stays out of the low end. Use EQ to tame any nasty harshness in the upper mids if needed. A little compression or glue compressor can help if the ARP is too spiky. And definitely check mono. In club systems, wide but sloppy mid-range can disappear fast. You want the ARP to feel wide where it matters, but stable in the center. Also, check the part at low volume. That's a great reality check. If the ARP still has character when the volume is down, it's probably sitting in the mix properly. If it vanishes, it may need more mid-range presence, more saturation, or a better rhythmic relationship with the drums. For arrangement, think in phrases. DNB thrives on energy management. A strong structure might go like this: a filtered ARP tease in the intro, a more open build, a full drop with breaks and bass, then a midsection, where the ARP strips back a little, then a switch-up where it comes back brighter or higher, and finally an outro where it gets filtered down again for DJ mixing. Automation is what makes that progression feel alive. Even small moves every two or four bars make the listener feel the track evolving. A few pro moves to keep in mind. If the ARP isn't cutting, don't rush to add notes. First try shortening the gate, shifting the octave, adding a bit more saturation, or giving the last eighth note of the phrase a tiny cutoff rise. If the break is really busy, make the ARP simpler, brighter, and drier. If the break opens up, let the ARP get wetter and more animated. And if you want extra darkness, duplicate the ARP. Pitch it down an octave, low pass it hard, and keep it very low in the mix as a shadow layer. One more thing, try to keep the ARP's identity stable while changing only one detail at a time. Same notes, different cutoff, same patch, different octave in the second eight bars, same rhythm, different delay feedback on the turnaround. That's how you create development without losing the core idea. So the goal of this lesson is really this. Build a simple but powerful Jungle ARP, then animate it with automation so it feels like it belongs in an actual DNB arrangement. Not a loop, not a preset demo, a living part that can move through tension, release, and impact. For your practice, try this. Make a 4-bar phrase over a chopped break, use a 2-note minor pattern, add arpeggiator at 1/16, shape it with saturator and EQ, and automate the cutoff so it opens across the phrase. Then print it to audio, chop the last bar into a couple of fill options, and listen in mono. If it still has attitude in mono and still makes the break feel alive, you're on the right track.